Wherever you go this summer, take your Raycons with you. Raycon wireless earbuds give you crisp, powerful beats at half the price of other premium audio brands and are built to go wherever you go with seamless Bluetooth pairing and up to 24 hours of battery life. Get 15% off at buyraycon.com/Howie.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
But I know that some people are very much anti-vaccine passport to allow them to do things. But if you have a credential that allows you to say, hey, I've been vaccinated, I can go into this sports venue, or I've been vaccinated, I can get on this cruise ship, it actually gives individual freedom.
Give me liberty or give me death, but only the kind of liberty you find in a controlled, well-regulated society.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studio.
But this is all on the honor system, and there are people who refuse to get vaccinated, about a quarter of the country, and who oppose mask wearing, who could see this as a green light to go wherever they want.
I'm sorry, I thought this was America.
We all know this virus will be with us after any rule or regulation expires. COVID's a little bit like, you know, Michael Myers.
How about new?
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. The mask mandate ends in most places in New York State on Wednesday. In Massachusetts, it doesn't end for another 10 days after that. It ends on May 29th, just before Memorial Day, which I guess is better than having it end after Memorial Day. The city of Boston, which was going to keep the scam going until August 22nd, has now fallen into line for May 29th because the acting mayor of Boston is on the ropes, and she can't take any more shots to her political candidacy. So Boston is reopening as well. 8445, but we have to do it on their terms. We can't do it immediately. The nation did it immediately, but not the woke blue states in the Northeast. One of my listeners says, Parker reminds me of an ex. It has to be on his terms, meaning the opening. If I want to pick up my kid at 10 o'clock, I asked to pick him up at 1, so then she'll say, no, pick him up at 10. Took me a while, but I figured it out. 844-500-4242. I hope they let the outdoor dining continue if restaurants want it. Imagine how upset Charlie Bacon will be if a business is more successful than before the scamdemic. Yeah, a lot of the restaurants want to keep going with the serving the drinks to go, which I'm okay with. But again, I mean, don't they have to do something with the law that they passed 40 years ago in Massachusetts, saying no open containers in cars? I mean, isn't that what a mixed drink is all about? I mean, it's an open container. I know it's got a cover on it, but it's still an open container by the old standards. 609, this is a great one. Again, New Jersey is still going to remain locked down because Phil Murphy wants to be the last guy. I could think of some historical analogies, but I shouldn't do that. So I'll just say, H, I'm stationed at Fort Dix in New Jersey. All DOD, Department of Defense personnel who are fully vaccinated no longer have to wear a mask, except for members of the New Jersey National Guard, because technically they work for the state. You can't make this stuff up. I know you can't. It's amazing. How stupid is that? So if you're regular Army, you don't have to wear a mask in New Jersey, but if you're just National Guard, you have to wear a mask because Phil Murphy is insane. 844-500-4242. So Biden had to go out today, and he announced that a huge number of kids in the country will start getting a $250 checks every month. That's welfare. They want to get everybody dependent. Welfare, it's not just for illegal aliens anymore. It's for everybody. It's for everybody who might vote Democratic. And, you know, so the price of gasoline's going up. Your neighborhood is no longer safe with the influx of illegal aliens. Inflation is through the roof. you don't have any gasoline, but you're going to be getting that check for $250 for your kid. That'll cut child poverty. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Did the war on poverty cut childhood poverty, or did it just make things worse? I think we know the answer to that. Joe Biden used to know the answer to that, even if he didn't want to talk about it. 844-500-4242. So Joe Biden, well, first let's play the cut from last week that we missed. This is from MSNBC, and he's talking about all the money he's spending on his new welfare program, COVID relief, or whatever they call it, American stimulus.
For example, there's a situation where there's an estimation of somewhere between $700 billion and $1.3 trillion. If we become more IRS agents and we go after those folks who are avoiding taxes at the top end.
That's a lot of money. A billion million trillion?
$1.3 trillion.
$1.3 trillion. That's a lot of money. How many shots can you pay for that? Cut 13.
Think back. 4 months ago, was audacious goal that we had to put 1 million shots in the arms in my first 100 days as president. 100 million, I should say.
1 million shots in the arms of my first 100 days. How many arms does a day have? Apparently, it has at least a million arms. That's a lot. Cut five.
We're seeing the results in people's lives and in their livelihoods.
We're seeing the results in live in people's lives. Okay. It's important. You know, the United States has always been known for innovation, but not just innovation. Cut nine.
With this demonstration of our innovation and ingenuity and the fundamental decency of the American people.
That's what this country has always had so much of, is ingenuity. Let other countries have ingenuity. In America, we stand for ingenuity. Cut 11.
Partner nations to vastly increase supply, to create most of it here in the United States.
To create most of it here in the United States.
Increase supply, to create most of it here in the United States.
Cut 10.
But that won't be nearly enough. What we need to do is lead an entirely new effort.
An entirely new effort. Cut 12.
For all eligible Americans, 12 years old and older.
Taylor, are you an eligible American?
I may be eligible. Not sure if I'm eligible.
Elimage? Let's hear that one again.
For all eligible Americans.
You're right. Elimage Americans. For all eligible Americans, I ask that you share your ingenuity with all of us to help create PRACT. Cut two.
Why, as they're filing their taxes today,
His constituents are filling their taxes. They're filling their pockets with our tax dollars because his constituents don't work. Cut three.
So, as you file your taxes today.
As you what? What did he say?
So, as you file your taxes today.
Yeah, I followed my taxes. I saw you're going to send them all out to working families who don't work and aren't families. That's how I'm following my taxes. I figured it out. Cut four.
Now let me talk to another milestone on a long battle with COVID.
Another milestone. Then we have the question of job creation. Cut six.
We've gone from anemic job creation to a record of creation for a new administration. None has ever created this many jobs in this time frame.
Try to diagram that sentence. I don't care if you're 80 years old and you grew up diagramming sentences back in elementary school and what was called junior high school. You can't diagram that sentence. Cut 7.
If you need help getting your vaccine site, getting to or from your vaccination site.
To or from your vaccination site. Cut 12.
For all eligible Americans, 12 years old and older.
12 years old and older. Okay. We had part of that one, but let's have the part about Jeff Zients.
Jeff will be working with our National Security Council and a talented, dedicated team that has been stood up all across our government.
It's been stood up. Who stood him up? Will this dedicated team stand up if they're called to testify before the grand jury? That's the eternal question, right? Will he stand up? Will Jeff Zients stand up? And his team, his talented team, and all the Elimage Americans? Allergy season is here, and that means one thing. You need the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. Warmer temps are creeping up, and you are going to want to open those doors and windows. Pollen is going to come in, and when it does, you're going to need the Thunderstorm Air Purifier. One user wrote, "The Thunderstorm does what it claims. It definitely is effective on my husband's allergies, sneezing, runny nose, and coughing. The Thunderstorm is a small device you can hold in your hand and plug into your electrical outlet or into your car by USB cable to purify the air. And the great part of it is it's well under $100.
If you suffer from seasonal allergies like a lot of us in the office do, you probably have bought, you know, all kinds of name brand antihistamines and you know, allergy blockers and all kinds of nasal sprays. Buy the Thunderstorm. It will pay for itself. You won't have to get this stuff. If you have it in your own house, one, two of them just around the house, you won't have to use that stuff anymore. Take it from us. We use it in the office.
The Thunderstorm Air Purifier works like a real thunderstorm. It quietly sends out super oxygen and ions to kill any odors in your room. Pet, pollen, kitchen, musty basements, tobacco, or any unwanted odors. Grace just got an email today. Grace, I cooked a fish fillet on Friday and had to deal with a persistent odor. I have 2 Thunderstorm air purifiers, put one in the kitchen and let it do its thing. The offending odor was gone in no time. ! Great little item. Keep dancing, Grace. You need the Thunderstorm, just like Jim in PA who sent us that email. Right now, you can get the Thunderstorm at the lowest price available. Just use code word Howie and you will save an additional $10 off the sales price and get free shipping. Go to EdenPure.com, click on the radio banner, and put code word Howie at checkout. That's EdenPure.com, radio banner, and code word Howie. With the Eden Pure Thunderstorm, your problem rooms will no longer be a problem. I'm Howie Carr.
Don't touch that dial. Howie Carr will be back after this.
Heard about you.
What have you heard, Shane?
I've heard that you're a low-down Yankee liar.
Howie Carr is back.
Put your car and home insurance to the test with Gabby. They literally stand for Get a Better Insurance. That means a better price for the same coverage. Gabby customers save $961 per year on average. Go to Gabby.com/Howie. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
What phrase will Charlie Baker miss saying the most? New normal, folks/community, respect the virus, recognize and understand, COVID doesn't take any days off, or I'm a basketball player.
I like COVID doesn't take any days off. As I've said before, this is why he was so shocked by the disease, because he's been a state hack his whole life, and all he knows is people taking days off and slides and New Year's Eve and Thanksgiving Eve and Christmas Eve and all these three-day weekends. So he's unfamiliar with anything that doesn't take any days off. That's my pick.
And that has a commanding lead now, 28% to 21% for Respect the Virus. And in third is The New Normal, 17%.
R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Find out what it means to Charlie. Respect the Virus. 844-500-4242-508. How about a segment on things we never want to hear again? Mask up, COVID never takes a day off. That's just the one we played. How about this one? We're all in this together. Have more false words ever been spoken in the last year, anyway?
In these unprecedented times.
Yes.
That's my least favorite.
But, you know, we're so not all in this together. I was talking to a guy today at the State House, and he said, you know who's really going to be weeping the buckets about this other than Charlie Parker? How about the judges? The judges have had a year off. At the Herald, we've been sitting on a story, a very embarrassing story about a civil lawsuit involving a major politician in the Commonwealth, and we can't put it into the paper because no judge will take the case. We've had it for over 2 weeks. I got the whole thing printed out. I've written my column. But the judges are just so bleeping lazy, they don't work. They haven't worked for over a year. They're getting paid $175,000, $180,000 to do absolutely nothing. Nothing. Eddie, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Eddie.
Hey, Howie. I want to ask you a question. If they can prove 101% that the election was stolen, which we all know, what happens? We still got to wait to 24 to kick them the hell out?
Yeah. Yes. In a short word, Eddie, yes. He's the president now. I mean, they knew the election was stolen in 1960. And Richard Nixon made the decision not to say anything, just to bite his tongue, rather than expose the country to all kinds of turmoil. But they had to wait. That's the way it is. I mean, it's almost impossible to prove the election stolen once the votes have been stolen or created or removed. It was impossible in the old days. It's even more difficult today, I think, with the new systems they've got in place. So nothing's going to happen. Nothing's going to change. Ray, I hate to say that, but it's the reality. Ray, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Ray.
Hi, Howie. For my entire adult life, I haven't been able to walk into a bank or just about anywhere. I have to have a bare head, can't wear a hat,
exactly.
Can't wear a scarf, wear anything.
I thought it was against the law. Isn't it against the law, Ray, to wear a mask into a bank? Just like it used to be against the law to have an open container in the car.
Yeah, I don't care what they do about the masks. I don't care if they take them off or not. I will tell you this. I am never again in my life going to walk into a bank without a mask on and without my face covered. It's not happening.
Who's going to stop you, Ray? Who's going to stop you? Thanks for the call. 844-500-4242-508. I never want to hear it's patriotic to wear a mask. Well, Biden said today, I don't know if he mentioned the mask, but he definitely said it's patriotic to get a shot. I heard him say that. Maybe he's, 413, out of an abundance of caution. Oh, there's another one. Yeah. Yeah. An abundance of caution. 508, I can live without folks and sectors. 617, state employee unions are flying their flags today at half staff or half mast. Yeah. Exactly. 603, are the towns in Massachusetts going to lay off the mask patrol inspectors? No mask patrol outside the woodshed in Brewster? Remember that last summer? The woodshed, the bar in Brewster, it's like a townie hangout. It's a really cool old-time spot. It's a townies hang out there. And they sent in this guy from the county. They brought in someone from the county to just be a mask inspector, and he busted him. It was so bad. 844-500-4242. Terry, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Terry. Oh, no time. We'll come back. We'll get more calls. Everybody hang on. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. That is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. Governor Andrew Cuomo made an announcement today that there will be no mask required as of Wednesday. Do you think his decision had anything to do with the fact that he had to release his financial disclosure form today and it showed that he made $5.1 million on that crappy book that nobody read? He got a $3.1 million advance, and they're going to have to pay him another $2 million over the next couple of years. He's going to donate $500,000 of it to charities and set the rest of it up in trust funds for his daughters. That's nice, isn't it? And it sold 46,000 copies. So in other words, he's getting an advance. He's making about $120 per book that he sold. I think they're going to be losing a lot of money. But so to take people's minds off the books, this is his statement today, cut 14.
Effective this Wednesday, we're going to adopt the CDC's new guidance and regulations on masks and social distancing for vaccinated people. By the CDC guidance, immunocompromised people, unvaccinated people should continue to wear a mask and social distance. But if you are vaccinated, you are safe. No masks, no social distancing.
And a $5.1 million for me for the book that nobody read. It all works out. It's that time of the week. It's Monday afternoon, and that means it's time for Grace to check in with all the love letters, MASH notes, fan mail that she and I have received over the past week, and along with Taylor as well.
It's time for Howie Carr's Hate Mail Monday. Let the hate flow through you.
We read you all the great stuff we got and play some voicemails, too, of all the people loving on us. And it just goes on and on. Every week, we get more and more affection from the audience.
Yes, we get more and more fans joining Howie Carr Nation. I want to start with this one, Howie, because we were talking a little bit earlier about Marsha.
Yes.
Marsha Coakley, and I thought this is very timely. Someone on Twitter just happened to ask the question, how did Martha Coakley actually manage to lose Massachusetts twice? And this person, Dan, wrote, "This was the first nationalized Senate race in my memory. Lots of outside our money poured into the state. Also, the first time that right-wing radio bro culture had a serious impact. Howie Carr."
Really? You could have fooled me. I thought we carried the election in 1990 for Governor Weld and Treasurer Malone and the near Republican Senate majority.
Howie Carr, but also most of the sports radio guys, too. How does it make you feel? You're lumped in with them.
With the jock sniffers.
Yeah. Or the seagulls who would eat your Chinese food.
Well, she also said during that campaign, one of the campaigns, that if you're Catholic, maybe you shouldn't work in emergency rooms.
She said a lot of stuff. Remember, she didn't want to go to Fenway Park. They were playing the hockey game there right around New Year's. And she said, what am I doing out here in the cold? And then at one point, she left the campaign trail right before the election to go house hunt in D.C. She was so certain of winning because the Globe told her she had a 20-point lead. And as we all know, the Globe never makes stuff up.
Oh, no, a bitter end to the Globe. They would never. She counted her chickens before they hatched.
Just ask Kevin Cullen and Mike Barnicle and Patricia Smith and Jason Blair and all the rest of them.
Yes. All right. So I do want to play some of these voicemails that we have before we dive into Howie's columns, which were fabulous this week, Howie. Sometimes I don't get to read all of them until I'm doing hate mail. And you had a column on Bill Gates, John Kerry. We're going to get into it all. But first, someone wants to compliment your singing voice. Cut to Taylor.
Howie, I'm glad that you won't get put in jail for singing anymore because you have a lovely voice. Could you please give us another rendition of some more Frank Zappa? Oh, you're so good.
Do Do you detect any sarcasm, or do you think that was a genuine compliment?
What you need is motherly love. Come on, get it now. Motherly love. Forget about the brotherly and otherly love. Motherly love is just the thing for you. You know your mother's going to love you, and you don't know what to do.
Does anyone else notice that Howie...
Nature's been good to this here band.
Howie moves his shoulders and his head a lot when he's singing. You go like this. You're like a peacock or something.
I learned a lot from Frank Zappa.
I'm sure you did. All right, now let's also play. Some people, we talk a lot here about Trump derangement syndrome. I wrote a column about it this weekend, which everyone can check out at the Boston Herald. But some people think that we have BDS. Cut four, please.
Howie, I think you and your two lapdogs have Biden derangement syndrome. All you talk about is Joe Biden, Joe Biden. Is there anything else going on, or is it all Joe Biden?
We play Joe Biden sound cuts. I mean, we play more Joe Biden sound cuts than anybody in the media.
You're a lying dog-faced pony soldier.
That's not true.
And I just want to say that the difference with our Biden-focused stuff versus Trump derangement syndrome is if Biden did something good, like if my 401k was booming or if the stock, like if gas prices were at record lows, we would be happy about that. They would not be happy about it. No matter what Trump did, people were still angry. Okay, so Howie, I did write about this. I wrote about TDS, and Stacey Owens MAGA Man wrote, "Wow, some heavy-hitting stuff there, Grasp and Grace. This is one of the lamer MAGA Man fluff pieces I've painfully read from you. Your boss is probably going to need more from you, more edgy snarkiness about evil liberals, more venom. Maybe work the Bible in there and guns next time. Oh, and as far as who needs rewiring, when is MAGA going to recognize the dear leader lost the election? Let's have a conversation about liberals changing when that happens. And Grace, it's not too late to find another job. You really want to be this sad, bitter person doing a soulish shtick for the dregs of society like poor Howie has been?"
Well, how do you respond to that, Grace?
I really enjoy it. I honestly, not to be obnoxious, but I love my job so much. I say it every day when I'm driving into work. Another day. Blessed to live another day.
You think Stacey loves her job now that she's going to have to go back to work after a year's long vacation as a public school teacher?
Based off the amount of time that Stacey has to comment on all of our articles, and not only comment, but reply to other people's comments, I'm going to say there's something lacking in either her job or her life. All right, now let's go to cut three, Taylor, please.
Hey, Howie, I haven't got a lot of time, so you're a wiener.
That's just a quick one. Howie, you wrote an article about John Kerry, and I really liked this comment. Someone quoted the article, and this was the quote. "Before he started lecturing the world about vaccines and global warming, he was cutting classes at Harvard College and taking the red line over to the city."
This is Bill Gates.
Oh,
you said John Kerry, I think.
Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry, I mixed that up. Yes, this is about Bill Gates. And wandering XXX rated lower Washington Street. And this person wrote, "Howie Carr, is there a more disgusting person on earth than Howie Carr?"
Just because I know XXX rated lower Washington Street, probably even better than Bill Gates does. I work down there in that area.
You got a lot of comments on this Bill Gates piece. I didn't know he had such fans.
By the way, it got huge numbers of clicks, too, on our website and on the Herald website. And incidentally, we'll probably get into it a little later. He's even a bigger sleaze than I thought he was. Did you see that today?
Which part? The Epstein?
There's Epstein stuff, and he was he got basically fired from the board, even though he's like worth $130 billion. This woman that he'd had a consensual affair with 20 years earlier wrote a letter to the board of directors, and they basically fired him. It's kind of weird when you're worth over $100 billion and your own company fires you.
Yeah, that does raise a red flag of sorts.
And apparently they said he'd been hitting on women for a long time. But I mean, he's a guy who went to the combat zone. Is anybody really surprised about this? Oh. Patrice said you were right that there was more than one. Patrice, there's always more than one. Whatever it is, there's always more than one, whether it's running a stop sign, burglaries,
you never get
drunk driving. You never get caught on the first one, Patrice. You should know that. Come on.
This person wrote, this is how low you go, Howie, recycling 50-year-old gossip like an old woman.
I don't know. People seem to like that 50-year-old gossip.
Well, yeah, I thought it was cool because it's current with everything going on, but right. It also harkened back to the old days. This person wrote...
Right. The combat zone was the red light district in Boston for people who aren't from the area. And it turned out last week, it was reported... I guess it was reported a long time ago, but nobody ever noticed it in the early biographies of him, that when he was at Harvard, he liked to go over to the combat zone. And it was a very violent place in those days. Hence the name. One of his classmates at Harvard actually got stabbed to death.
Ooh, really?
Andrew Popolo. Yeah, he was a football player from Jamaica Plain, and he was at a party in his senior year after Gates dropped out, and he got stabbed.
This person wrote, Howie, you're a hack. Now, before I go on with that, I should note that the "you're" is spelled incorrectly.
Of course it is.
You are using Gates' name to get clicks and views on this piece of trash that barely qualifies as an article, loosely attributing him to the zone because he was 18 or 19-year-old kid who may have visited a strip club. This guy has done more for modern technology and global poverty than you can even imagine, but you take cheap shots at something he did well in college.
Signed, Jeffrey Epstein did not commit suicide.
You, sir, need to hang it up. Let's play cut one, please.
Hi, Howie. Governor Patrick calling. I actually agree with what you said yesterday. Chicago is nuts to expect those fixed feral cats to catch rats. Animals definitely slow down after being neutered. Just look at how much you slowed down after you had that procedure done live on air. I still remember Buddy Cianci saying, thank gosh there isn't a Howie cam right now. We're going to be fine.
We didn't bring that up during that whole conversation out of respect.
Yes, I got a vasectomy many years ago, and they put me under a local anesthesia. This was down in Providence. And when I woke up, Mayor Buddy Cianci was lurking over me with a scalpel in his hand.
Oh,
it was. I've had some tougher operations than a vasectomy, but never have woken up to such a horror show.
Yeah, that's.
It was like a nightmare.
That'll make you nervous for sure. By the way, Howie, one more. This person wrote about the Combat Zone article. This is another crap story from Howie. Seriously, how many Boston College kids wandered into the Combat Zone in the 70s? Then tell me how they went on to start one of the biggest and most successful companies in the world. Is Bill Gates writing on this? It feels like it's him.
Wait a second. He didn't go to Boston College. That's how closely the guy read the story. He went to Harvard.
No, I think he just meant Boston College kids, like Boston, as in, you know. It says, was this article supposed to be a pot shot from Howie? How many times did Howie go into the zone in the 70s?
Well, obviously, I went in a bunch of times because I knew all those stories.
Yeah, you're just sharing your knowledge.
I was walking through. I worked down there.
I worked
in the South End. And I had to get to City Hall or the State House or the Federal Courthouse or the Suffolk County Courthouse. I had to go through the zone.
Of course you did. You had no other choice, I'm sure.
I didn't.
Yeah. You were just victim of circumstance. By the way, we have one more, but before I play it, Hate Mail Monday is brought to you by Piantedosi Baking Company, celebrating over 100 years of baking excellence since 1916. We love Piantedosi Baking Company. Their bread is delicious, so make sure you check them out. The last one, cut five.
Well, it looks like Grace, the little teeny bopper belly girl, has taken over the Howie Carr Show. Howie's a guest today, huh? She's kind of taken over, huh, Howie? Are you the guest today?
Just keep repeating it like it's a blues song.
Yeah. I don't know where they get the Valley Girl thing from. I just don't understand.
All right. Thank you, Grace.
Thank you. And everyone, please keep sending your hate. I'll make sure to take some pictures of Howie this week and put them out on his Twitter because that usually generates a lot of vitriol.
201 says, more people love the Combat Zone than hated it. Well, just ask Bill Gates, like I said.
We should tweet out that article one more time for people.
All right. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
Did you miss part of today's show?
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
Just search Howie Carr on your favorite podcast app and listen anywhere, anytime. He's the smartest guy in the room.
I think Papa has it all figured out. Figured out and wrapped up in tissue paper with pink ribbons on it.
Howie Carr is back.
844-500-4242. People are calling in and saying about how they work for computer companies, and they say he stole most of the computer and software innovations that built his company. Well, I guess he bought them, though, didn't he, technically? I mean, I know he gave him 50 grand or whatever, and now he's worth billions. 844-500-4242. Got rich selling Americans a defective product and then charging them to fix it. Boy, people really don't like this guy. No wonder those stories are getting so many clicks online in the Wall Street Journal and the New York Times about his behavior, even though it seems like he just behaved like most CEOs behave. And, I mean, he was certainly not an Epstein or a Weinstein or anybody like that. I mean, he didn't attack anybody. He was just coming after him, and he was a dweeb and a geek. 844-500-4242. Was Gates hanging in the zone at the time the Tufts creep killed Robin Benedict? Robin Benedict was a very good-looking woman of the evening, and this professor at Tufts fell in love with her. William Douglas was his name. We called him the Professor of Love, and he ended up chopping up Robin Benedict and throwing her body parts into various dumpsters. They never found any parts of her body, and he was sentenced to prison and was sent to Connecticut to serve his prison sentence. And Connecticut, unlike Massachusetts, had conjugal visits, and he got married in prison, this perv professor from Tufts Medical School, I think. 844-500-4242. Terry, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Terry.
While I was sitting there waiting on hold of listening to Ocasio, I just wonder, has anybody stepped forward to claim her as their daughter yet?
Who? And, who?
Ocasio. Ocasio Cortez.
Her father's dead, I think, isn't he? I don't know. She's a real nut, isn't she? I mean, every day she becomes crazier and crazier. She's not going to take off her mask either. Did you see that, Terry? You could really tell. We really are separating the men from the boys, or the nuts from the sane. I mean, David Hogg won't take off his mask because he doesn't want to be considered a Trump supporter. AOC says she won't take off her mask for incoherent reasons. It's typical. Charlie Parker is heartbroken that he has to be ending his lockdowns. Go ahead. Did you want to say anything else, Terry?
I was just, what prompted my call is I was just thinking a year ago or more than a year ago, you know, to flatten the curve for 2 weeks, what was the death rate at? How many people were sick? Because we're not even anywhere near that. So we shouldn't be wearing anything. We've got vaccines. We've got science. You know, we're far ahead of the game now.
I know. And why did it take, so the last three states, basically, other than California, to unmask are Massachusetts, number three, New York, number two, and New Jersey, which still isn't doing away with their mask restrictions. How does that make any sense, logically, medically, health-wise, etc.? I'm Howie Carr.